Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
My wife is a bit of a pack rat. I realized this years ago on an airplane when I'd say, "You don't have a paper clip, do you?" She would root through her tiny purse and find one. In there are rubber bands, toothpicks, nail clippers, tiny plastic bags, a small Bible, reading glasses, tiny pens, post-it notes, shampoo, extra toothbrush and toothpaste, motion sickness and headache pills, vitamins, breath mints, a bag of dried fruit and dark chocolate. Things you just never know when you're going to need. Apart from reading, her favorite activity while flying is writing to our compassion kids, children we've been privileged to help out for over 30 years. Another pack rat passed away in 2007. The daughter of missionaries in China, her childhood was happy but primitive and tough. So she learned to save everything. Years later, she penned the bestseller, Legacy of a Pack Rat. Have you guessed who she is? She reused bows, cards, and wrapping paper and sewed her own clothes. Her husband, Billy, would return from his travels with sewing materials, and Ruth Graham would turn them into beautiful gowns. Her daughter, also named Ruth, later said, "She didn't seem to mind that she couldn't afford the finer things. She didn't have fancy jewelry. She didn't have big diamonds. She always wore a strand of pearls and her wedding band, and that was it. She was simply elegant." She was also very funny, rarely passing up an opportunity to good-naturedly rib her beloved husband, Billy Graham. One time, he had spent a few days at home bemoaning his aches and pains. After 3 days of this, Ruth finally looked up and said, "Why don't you be quiet and die like a Christian?" Wow, Ruth Graham was also a prankster. When guests came for dinner, sometimes bean soup was on the menu. She would serve everybody bean soup except one, and they got dirty water with tadpoles. Gigi, her daughter, remembers, so every time they tried to pick up a bean, it swam away. Imagine. In the early days of the ministry, the Grahams were in Paris with longtime friends Grady and Wilma Wilson. During the trip, the husbands told the wives not to go shopping. Ruth and Wilma went anyway. They hit the antique shops, bought several items, took them to the hotel, and decorated their room. Before leaving, the ladies started loading their suitcases with the items. They lifted knickknacks off shelves and took photos off the walls, saying things like, "Oh, I like this. I'll take this. Put this in your suitcase." The husbands fell for the prank and were understandably horrified. Wow. With her husband on the road and the kids in bed, Mrs. Graham read. By her bedside, she always kept her Bible, a book on China, a devotional, and a bestseller. She helped Billy by researching and staying up on current events. She was there all the time for him, says Gigi, supporting him, loving him. Her life might have looked glamorous to people, but it was difficult. She missed Daddy. She used to sleep with his jacket in her bed. She gave up an awful lot in life to be a support to Daddy. The way she treated people was the way Jesus treated them, Ruth remembered. She accepted and loved them where they were. "While my father's gift of evangelism reached millions," she said, "Mother loved people one by one." I love that. Ruth Bell Graham loved people one by one. We may not scrimp or sew, but we can do that. We can love people, can't we? God bless you as you do. Now, go make someone's day.
If you've been thinking about supporting Laugh Again, now is a great time to jump in. June is our fiscal year end, and we're praying to raise $110,000 so we can keep sharing the gospel into another year. And here's the exciting part. Through a match grant with Back to the Bible Canada, every dollar you give this month is doubled, up to $200,000. Give today at laughagain.ca or call 1-800-663-2425. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.